You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here, Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very special guest, Alice Baldwin O'Keefe, and she is a Master of the Arts, and she's also a licensed marriage and family therapist. And we're going to learn a little bit about her practice, Growing Life Therapy, this afternoon. And Alice, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. All right, tell us a little bit about Growing Life Therapy. What are you helping the people of Bend, Oregon with?
So at Growing Life Therapy, I focus on helping people rediscover connection, both with themselves internally and also in their romantic relationships.
So it's kind of like individual and also couples for both.
Exactly. Couples therapy and individual therapy.
And, I mean, is it a 50-50 split down the middle between the individual and the couples, or do you guys specialize in one or the other?
Yeah. Well, I do aim for a split, but I'd say my biggest focus is with couples.
So people wanting to come in and have their relationship issues solved and worked out?
Exactly. People who are really struggling with kind of having the same argument over and over and over again, not really getting anywhere except for into dark places and difficult places. It's a good time to come in and either get a tune-up or something like that.
Yeah, I'd say so. I'd say that is probably the perfect time. Now, the couples that you're dealing with, I mean, are we talking 25, 30? Are we talking people who are married well into their marriage? I mean, what does your demographics look like?
Well, often I have a variety of heterosexual couples and LGBT couples. Mm-hmm. I often find that as a therapist, you often end up with clients who are in your similar age range. So I do have people in their 30s and 40s. However, in Bend, we also have a lot of folks who are kind of going into their retirement life. And so then I get people in their 50s and 60s, you know, who are really going through a big change and seeing life in a new way.
Yeah, I would love to be a fly on the wall and see the contrasting issues going on between the 25-year-old and the 55-year-old to see if maybe are the problems that they're dealing with the same, or, you know, do you notice stark differences between the two?
You know, I utilize a form of couples therapy called emotionally focused couples therapy. Mm-hmm. And one of the really there's a lot of really interesting things about it. But one of the things that I like is that it really honors the fact that at whatever age we're at, we often want connection. We want to feel close to our loved ones. We want to feel heard by our loved ones. And that need doesn't change from the minute we're born until the moment we die.
So it really doesn't matter how old you are.
They're really looking for, I think couples, whether you're heterosexual, LGBT, young or old, I think we're all looking for that.
And your goal at Growing Life Therapy is to kind of help people find that again?
Exactly. Yeah, we want to help them feel safe and connected. Yeah.
Now, Alice, with your extensive experience in this field, is there a reason why people may, like, go to therapy? Is there a reason why people fall out of love, or, you know, for what reason do people generally have relationship issues?
I think that certainly there are many really interesting theories and research that are happening right now. This is probably the most exciting time for couples therapy in terms of new research.
Right.
But I would say that what happens is we get stuck in a cycle with our partners where we, if we don't have the same arguments, we have similar reactions over and over to one another, and we're really stuck. It's an infinite loop, and it's difficult to get out. And that's, I don't know if that answers your question, but that's definitely like one of the main things that happens.
But through therapy, I guess the hope is to get yourself out
of that vicious cycle of continuing to do the same thing over and over and over again, right?
Yeah. So what we do is we first get to know the cycle, not just the surface arguments that couples have, but where we really dig in and try to understand what is the underlying emotional content, what's happening when that cycle happens. And then once the couple really gets a clear sense of where they are in the cycle and what happens in the cycle, then they're able to move out of it or start making corrective actions that bring them that shift things. And then we move into paying attention to the positive cycle. What happens when things are going well? What are we giving and receiving from our partners?
Right. So I guess there's a stark difference in feeling from the negative to the positive. I guess you're going to know when things are going bad and you're going to know when things are going good. And I can't imagine that people would, you know, pick the latter over anything else.
Exactly. Yeah, people like to feel good. We
right.
all want to feel connected and safe. But what's cool is that the negative cycle really shows us how to operate in the positive cycle. When we understand it, when we know, okay, wait, it's not that they think I'm stupid. It's that they feel unheard or you know, whatever it is for that particular couple. And then that leads the way to making a positive cycle because it's like, okay, if I thought his deal was this, but in fact it's that. And now I can respond to the real thing that's bothering my partner.
I'm a little curious is with your work with couples, if you see where either the male or the female or whatever distant, you know, whatever part of the relationship discovers, I guess, through when they're having a fight or something like that. I mean, with therapy, can they get to the point where they recognize this is happening and stop themselves and say, whoa, I'm doing it again?
Absolutely. Absolutely, you can, because you start to tune into what happens not only to my thoughts, but also in my body, in my body language. What do I do when I'm starting to go into that bad, you know, cycle?
Right.
And you start to be aware of it. So, yes, absolutely.
Now, Alice, we have to end the show in just a little bit. But I kind of wanted to end on a real positive note on what got you into doing this work? What was the light bulb that went off? Was it when you were a kid? Yeah. Explain a little bit about your background and why you decided to jump into this.
Well, I think that as with a lot of therapists, the light bulb went off when I realized that I enjoy talking to people and hearing what they have to say. But I think when it came to couples, what really got me excited in this is realizing that unlike what we thought before, where people get stuck and nothing can be changed, that our brains and our attachment style, everything's plastic. And so we can mold it and really grow from that pain. And that's what gets me excited is that, you know, even in those places where people are feeling despair and loss through a few little shifts in language and attention, we can start to grow from our pain. And that's why I call it growing life therapy, because if we don't have pain, we can't grow. But the other important part is that growth is possible. We're not stuck. We never are.
And the therapy is a part of that growth that can help speed things up a little bit.
The therapy, we all need other people, third parties to help us through, and the therapy offers that, absolutely.
Wonderful. Now,
Alice,
where can people find Growing Life Therapy on the internet? Do you have a Facebook page or a website? Where can people find this great service?
So growinglifetherapy.com is my website. And then I have a Facebook page, and I also actually have an Instagram page as well, just to put some good vibes out there as often as I can with pictures and quotations and so on.
And are those the Facebook and the Instagram, can those be found on your website?
Yep, they're all connected through the website, and everything is under Growing Life Therapy.
So check it out. Check it out, everyone. Growinglifetherapy.com. And Alice Baldwin, O'Keefe, thank you so much for coming on and just giving us a little insight into your professional world. We wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.